A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 47 to 51. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The two things that intrigue me in this passage are, first of all, the fig tree, and secondly, the immediacy of Nathanael's readiness to follow Jesus Christ, when in a few verses before he'd been so disparaging about Jesus and Nazareth. So what is the significance of Jesus' revelation that he saw Nathanael under the fig tree? The fig tree in those days seems to have been a symbol of God's blessing and peace. A fig tree provided shade from the midday sun and was a cool place to rest, possibly pray or have a sleep or whatever. So with Nathanael, it's possible that under the fig tree, he was just pondering the promises about a Messiah and praying that these prophecies would be fulfilled soon. But we do not know. But we do know that Nathanael accepted Jesus as the Messiah almost straight away, as soon as he saw him. Possibly because Jesus responded to Nathanael's real need in his innermost being, the desire to know God personally and to be united with him. It's a sad state of affairs that clever arguments rarely win people to the gospel, but an encounter with the person of Jesus in some way or another can transform a person's life forever. This happens right through to our own day. Most of us have seen experiences of it happening. So Nathanael found in Jesus more than he could have ever hoped for or dreamed of. Jesus spoke a word that set Nathanael's heart ablaze with wonder. He had been hungry for knowledge of God. He wanted to follow God personally. This is a desire that's placed deep in the heart of all human beings. Then Jesus said, "Nathanael, he had no guile." He was not hypocritical. He didn't pretend. He wasn't dishonest. Jesus seems to have seen him as a sound character, really upright, a decent guy. Jesus knows what we all are, really and truly. And acknowledging who we are and what our reality is makes us perhaps more like Nathanael, in whom there is no guile or deceit, no pretense. This is an essential quality for following Jesus in a way that's an essential of our commitment to the scriptures and our commitment in baptism.